From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president says he is open to a one-state settlement in the Mideast if that is what others want. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he was open to a one-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict if it is acceptable to both sides, while urging Israel to hold back on settlement construction for a bit. At a press conference welcoming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House, President Trump said, "I'm looking at a two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like. I'm very happy with the one that both parties like. I can live with either one." Trump expressed hope that a Middle East peace can be achieved despite a deadlock hardened by Israel's construction of settlement homes in the Palestinian territories. He did have a request for the Israeli leader.
"I'd like to see you hold back on settlements for a little bit. We'll work something out, but I would like to see a deal be made. I think a deal will be made. I know that every president would like to. Most of them have not started till late because they never thought it was possible. And it wasn't possible because they didn't do it. But Bibi and I have known each other a long time, a smart man, great negotiator, and I think we're going to make a deal. It might be a bigger and better deal than people in this room even understand. That's a possibility. So let's see what we do."
Trump, who promised during the U.S. presidential campaign to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, said he would be in favor of that.
I'd love to see that happen. We're looking at it very, very strongly. We're looking at it with great care, believe me. And we'll see what happens.
Experts warn that moving the embassy would likely inflame Palestinians. VOA News. President Trump is criticizing the media once again, along with intelligence agencies, in the aftermath of the resignation of the National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. During a joint White House news conference Wednesday with the leader of Israel, the president called Flynn a wonderful man who had been treated very, very unfairly by the media. Flynn resigned Monday after reports about contacts he had with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak before Trump's inauguration last month. Russia on Wednesday dismissed a New York Times report that members of Trump's campaign and other associates were in contact with senior Russian intelligence officials before the November U.S. election. The U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis met for the first time Wednesday with his NATO counterparts in Brussels to allay NATO concerns about America's commitment to Europe's security. Mattis saying the military alliance is central to the relationship between America and its European allies. He also hinted it's time all NATO members begin paying their fair share to support the alliance. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Mattis was quick Wednesday to reaffirm America's commitment to Europe's security after President Donald Trump questioned the value of the military alliance in recent months. But Mattis also echoed longstanding U.S. calls that European allies invest more on defense and on the alliance.
"It's a fair demand that all who benefit from the best defense in the world carry their proportionate share of the necessary cost to defend freedom. And we should never forget, ultimately, it is freedom that we defend here at NATO."
NATO's European members and Canada increased defense spending by about $10 billion last year, but NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday it is not enough. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump declared a federal state of emergency in California Tuesday, giving the state access to extra funding to guard against the failure of the emergency spillway at Lake Oroville Dam, 250 kilometers northeast of San Francisco. A giant hole opened in the dam's main spillway last week, forcing authorities to activate the emergency overflow channel for the first time, but it began eroding, threatening a rupture that would have sent water surging toward the valley below. Nearly 200,000 people who were evacuated Sunday were permitted to return home Tuesday, but they were warned that they may have to flee to higher ground on a moment's notice if hastily made repairs to the emergency spillway failed to hold. The emergency is the result of winter storms that have alleviated a four-year drought in the most populous state in the United States. Officials are trying to drop the dam's water level by 15 meters ahead of more storms forecast for tomorrow. I'm Ira Melman in
Washington. That's the latest world news from VOA.